You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. Welcome to another edition of The Juke in the Back. I'm your host and jukebox operator, Matt the Cat. And for the next hour, I'm going to lay down the rhythm and blues sound of the 1940s and 50s. These records are truly the soul that came before rock and roll. And they definitely laid the foundation for what would become rock and roll music in the mid-1950s. On this week's show, we're going to look at one of the greatest blues shouters of all time. Now, personally, I rank him at number 4 on my all-time blues shouters list. Big Joe Turner's number 1 because you can't touch Big Joe. Winona Mr. Blues Harris is nipping at his heels at number 2. I always put Roy Brown at number 3. But who comes in 4th on my list? Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. We'll hear all about his work with the Cootie Williams Orchestra, as well as his great solo recordings for both Mercury and King Records. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, I'd like to kick off the show with a song that's destined to blow your mind. This tune came out in 1953, in the wake of Dr. Alfred Kinsey's controversial second book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Female. This song reacts to it with the humorous title, What's Her Whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? The cat is Stomp Gordon, and this came out on Mercury Records in 53, and it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
I thought I knew about Mary, what makes a garden grow. Why Mary is contrary, well, I guess I'll never know. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Please explain it so I'll see. Doggone thing is sure confusing me. I had a gal named Mabel. She used to call me her hun. But since your book came out, old Mabel always carries a gun. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Won't you tell me if you could? Why? Well, there was little Bo Peep, so innocent and so sweet. But now that she's read the Kinsey Report, Bo Peep has lost her sheep. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Please explain it so I'll see. How did you do, doggone? Well, this book is killing me.
Queen of Diamonds made me win. Queen of diamonds made me lose. Queen of diamonds gave to me a heart that moves. Well, it's 4 a.m. in the morning.
Child are hungry, they won't eat again tonight.
Oh, Queen of Diamonds, oh, what a hard card to play.
Lord, when I get home, what will Baby and little Roy Jr. say?
Sad, sad tale from 1955, waxing off the King label, holding stable on my rickety old 78 RPM turntable with Queen of Diamonds. Man, he's down to his last. He's lost everything, including his wife and his child. That's a special international dedication. It's going out to Axel in Munich, Germany, from Gerhard in Vienna, Austria. They listen to Juke in the Back over rocketradio.net. I hope you cats dug that one, Queen of Diamonds. I'm Matt the Cat, babe, and it's time to get into this week's feature, which is on another great blues shouter, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. Now, Eddie Vinson was born in Houston, Texas on December 18th, 1917. First, he picked up the alto saxophone in high school, and in the late 1930s, he was a part of Milton Larkin's tremendous orchestra. Other members of that great band included Arnett Cobb and Illinois Jacquette, just to name a few. Vinson joined Cootie Williams Orchestra in 1942 as both an alto sax player and as a vocalist. He got his nickname Cleanhead when he had an accident with some lye that he was using to straighten his hair. The lye burnt the hair off his scalp, and he decided to keep it that way, because bald-headed guys were quite a novelty back in the 1940s. It became his trademark, and from then on out, he was known as Cleanhead. In 1944, the Cootie Williams Orchestra hit number 2 on the Race Record charts with their rendition of Big Joe Turner and Pete Johnson's classic Cherry Red Blues. The Cootie Williams version was originally issued on the Hit label, but then it was picked up by Majestic Records. Instead of calling it Cherry Red Blues, they just called it Red Blues. Now, even though this is a Joe Turner and Pete Johnson classic, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson makes this song his own. I love his phrasing on this tune. Here's Red Blues, kicking off our special on Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, this week on The Juke in the Back.
I'm sit down on your daddy's knee. I'ma tell everybody how you've been sending me. Mama, if that's your secret, you better keep it to yourself. 'Cause if you tell me I'm out, tell somebody else. He's got great big legs, and she's built up from the ground. Every time she kissed me, woo-hoo, Lord, my love comes tumbling down. Take me, pretty mama, chunk me in your big brass bed. Rock me, mama, till my face turns cherry red, cherry red. Get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you ill or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. That has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you ill or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, written by Billy Austin and Louis Jordan and first recorded in 1943 by Louis Jordan. It was featured in the film Follow the Boys in 1944. And Cootie Williams and his orchestra, featuring Eddie Cleanhead Vinson on lead vocals, took it to number 9 on the race charts in 44. And of course, since that time, it's been recorded by countless other artists. It was brought back to the charts in 1960 when Buster Brown cut a version of the tune. This next tune would be cut several times throughout Eddie Vincent's career. It would be one of the first tunes he cut when he left Cootie Williams and signed with Mercury Records. But let's hear the original version of Somebody's Got to Go, which the Cootie Williams Orchestra took to number one in 1945. The tune was written by Bob Crosby's bass player, Bob Haggart, and originally recorded by Casey Bill Weldon in 1936. But no doubt, after Eddie Cleanhead Vincent cut it with Cootie Williams, it became his tune. Here's Somebody's Got to Go on the Juke in the Back.
Somebody sure have got to go. You said I was your friend, boy. A friend you really did like. But every time I leave home, you bite me in the back. That's why I don't want you hanging around my home no more. Hey, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure have got to go. I come home in the evening, my day's work is done, my bed's all torn up, and my supper's never done. That's why I don't want you hanging round my home no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure have got to go. Just plain in luck. My wife cooked me neck bones and beans, and she cooked you chicken and duck. That's why I don't want you hanging round my wife no more. Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, buddy, somebody sure have got to go.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
Thank you.
juice head, baby. She's drunk all the time. I've got a juice head, baby. She's drunk all the time. When she can't get liquors, she almost loses her mind. She drinks whiskey like water, drinks gin like lemonade. She drinks whiskey like water, drinks gin like lemonade. She makes me go to work early while she lays around in the shed. Now she'd rather drink whiskey than eat a seven-course meal. Now you know just how I feel. I worry when she's loud and rowdy. I worry when she's quiet. It's getting darned expensive to keep up her whiskey diet. I took her to a doctor, and this is what he said. There ain't no pills can help her. She's just a natural whiskey head. I've got those juices to do as I can be. Now my woman and her whiskey is going to be the devil.
And that's where we're going to end Eddie Cleanhead Vincent's affiliation with Cootie Williams Orchestra. Off a Capitol release in 1945, that's Juice Head Baby. At this time, Eddie Vincent split from Cootie's band and formed his own orchestra. Most of the records he released from here on out as a solo artist kind of had a formula to them. They'd all begin with an Eddie Vincent alto sax solo and then head into his vocal. He signed with Mercury Records in 1945, and I thought I'd begin his association with Mercury with a song that was recorded at a session in New York City held on the 2nd of October 1946. I thought it would be cool to start this Mercury set off with a tune called Clean Head Blues. Here's our feature this week on the Juke in the Back, Eddie Clean Head Vincent.
Cause my head is bald on top. Folks call me Mr. Cleanhead, cause my head is bald on top. But every week I save a dollar when I walk by that barber shop. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. If it wasn't for you women, I'd have my curly locks today. But I've been hugged, kissed, and petted till all my hair was rubbed away. When it starts to get winter, my head gets kind of cold. I try to grow a little hair, but I can't to save my soul. When it comes to getting summer,
I get such a pretty tan, you can hear all the women holler. Where can I find that clean head man? Yes, they call me Mr. Clean Head, 'cause I've been bald a long, long time. But I don't need to worry, you get yours, and brother, you know I'll get mine. Now you've heard my story, and I hope you'll understand. Why you hear all the women holler, where can I find that clean head man? Now you're 25 and you're still alive, but you never found a jockey who would let you ride. Wake up, old mate, don't you know your time ain't long? 10 more good years and your youth will all be gone.
Recorded on January 22, 1947 in New York City, it would be Eddie Cleanhead Vincent's biggest hit as a solo artist. That went to number one for two solid weeks in March of 1947. You may recall that fellow blues shouter Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris had a similar tune out in 1950 called Sittin' On It All the Time. What's with these blues shouters and old maids? I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to ask Miss Rosie. She can always shed some light on subjects such as this. Now that Old Maid Blues was a double-sided hit. If you flipped it over, you'd find one of Eddie Cleanhead Vincent's signature tunes, Kidney Stew Blues. It went to number five, and we're going to hear it right now. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that truly came before rock and roll. Featuring Eddie Cleanhead Vincent this week, one of the greatest blues shouters of all time, here's Kidney Stew Blues. ¶¶
you, baby, but I just ain't got the price. Crazy about you, baby, but I just ain't got the price. You're a high-class mama, so I guess it ain't no dice. Going back home and get my old gal Sue. Going back home and get my old gal Sue. She ain't the caviar kind, just plain old kidney stew.
That's our boy, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, with Oil Man Blues, continuing the great blues tradition of throwing those double entendres around. That came out on Mercury Records in 1947. This next tune also has a sexual nature to it, and was also released in 47. Unfortunately, this one nor the last one charted. Here's "I Took the Front Door In, But I Took the Back Door Out." Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, our feature this week on The Juke in the Back.
Behind me, then I thought I heard a shot. Well, I made it to the house, slammed the latch down on the door. That woman's got a husband, and I won't go there no more. Thought she was mine, but she was someone else's wife. I took the back door out and almost lost my life.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring the big rhythm and blues sound of Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, let's hear his second solo release for Mercury Records in 1946. It's like many songs from the 1940s about women and liquor. And it's this week's Great 78. Here's "When a Woman Loves Her Juice," Eddie Cleanhead Vincent.
Shot of whiskey or you are any man in town. Well, my baby started smiling while she poured another tea. Well, my baby started smiling while she poured another tea. She said, when it comes to a shot of whiskey, Daddy, you take second place. She said, when I first saw you, Daddy, I was drinking some juice. You moved over to where I sat, and we were introduced. I was drinking single shots of whiskey, and you dropped a fin. You said, give her a double, then rack 'em back again. So go out quietly, Daddy, and please don't slam the door. This old grandpappy keeps me happy, and I sure don't need you no more.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Well, I looked in the front yard. Well, I looked in the back. Well, I even looked in the junk man's sack.
For what?
Somebody done stole my cherry red. I'm gonna search this whole world wide to find me another cherry red bride. I'm gonna keep right here by my clean head side. It ain't no fruit that I could find to take that cherry red off my mind. 'Cause I gotta have my cherry red all the time.
Cleanhead Vincent, somebody done stole my cherry red. Kind of a sequel to Cherry Red Blues, which, if you remember, with Cootie Williams Orchestra, that was the tune that made him. Couple of interesting things about that record. It's 1949 and he's off Mercury. He's now signed to King Records out of Cincinnati. The construction of that song is different. It doesn't start with his alto sax solo. It comes right on in with a vocal. Plus, his signature squeak is in full effect on that record. Maybe even overused. After being off the rhythm and blues charts for 2 years, he was back with a vengeance. That was a top 10 record, coming in at number 8. That was also the last time he would see the R&B charts. As the 50s continued and music started to change, so did Eddie Cleanhead Vincent and his band. They got a little more jazzy. And in 1952 and 53, Eddie's band actually included a young John Coltrane. He worked with another great jazz saxophonist, the amazing Cannonball Adderley, in the early 60s. And he continued to record all throughout this time, for labels like Blues Time, ABC Bluesway, Bethlehem, and even Mercury Records again. In 1969, he cut a classic LP with saxophonist Hal Singer and pianist Jay McShann called Old Kidney Stew Is Fine. A little later on, he also worked with the great Rhode Island blues band Roomful of Blues, who also worked with Big Joe Turner shortly before his death. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent remained a superstar to those in the know and pretty much unknown to those who weren't hep enough to dig his jive. Unfortunately, we lost Mr. Cleanhead on July 2nd, 1988. He died of a heart attack. I'd like to play one more record from his King output. This one's from 1950, and it tells the story of coming home and finding out another man has been in your place. Here's Ashes on My Pillow. The late, great Eddie Cleanhead Vincent. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s, rhythm and blues.
Mr. Cleanhead, I believe you had your day. You better pull yourself together, learn to use your head, or else you'll come home, brother. Find shorty in your bed, ashes on my pillow.
Yes, I've got a dentist who's over 7 feet tall. Long John, they call him, and he answers every call. Well, I went to Long John's office and told him the pain was killing. Yes, I went to Long John's office. office and told him the pain was killing. He told me not to worry, that my cavity just needed filling. He said when I start drilling, I'll have to give you Novocaine. Yes, when I start drilling, I'll have to give you Novocaine. 'Cause every woman just can't stand the pain. He took out his trusty drill and he told me to open wide. He said he wouldn't hurt me, but he'd feel my hole inside. Long John, Long John, you've got that golden touch. You thrill me when you drill me, and I need you very much. When he got through, he said, baby, that will cost you 10. Yes, when he got through, he said, that will cost you 10. 6 months from now, come back and see me again. Say you're supposed to see your dentist about twice a year, that's right. But I think I feel it throbbing, guess I'll go back there tonight. Long John, Long John, don't ever move away. Say, I hope I keep on aching so I can see you every day.
Dinah Washington, who was born with the name Ruth Lee Jones and became known as the Queen of the Jukeboxes. There she is scoring a big number three record in 1949, tossing around those double entendres with Long John Blues. Well, that's just about going to do it for me and Miss Rosie. We got to close up shop and clean up around here before we go. Hope you've enjoyed this week's show featuring Eddie Cleanhead Vinson. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com. For a complete playlist, head on over to jukeintheback.org. Since we just heard Long John Blues, I'd like to feature Dinah Washington's sequel to that song. Came along about 5 years later, and man, it's a lot more up-tempo and raucous. Here's Short John. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next time on The Juke in the Back.
Thank you.
whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.